If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have been discussing some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers. According to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei, or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. And, let's continue along the same line. And I want to ask you this question at the beginning of this episode. Is it correct or permissible to deliver the 2 sermons of the Friday prayers before the time of the Shari noon?
Right. Well, it is permissible to deliver both sermons before the sun reaches the meridian, or the zawal,
mm-hmm.
the midday, okay, that yes. midday. How do you calculate the midday? The time between the dawn
mm-hmm.
and the sunset, that very, the middle point is called the Zuhr time.
Yeah.
So if the sun reaches that middle point, and it starts to incline
mm-hmm.
towards the east, the sun actually goes to the west.
Yeah.
But the shadow of the walls incline to the east.
Yeah.
Extends to the east.
Right.
So that point the shadow begins to incline to the east, that's the middle of the day, and that is the time for prayer. Of course, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, it's permissible to deliver both sermons before this point of time. But the prayer itself
mm-hmm.
must be offered after the Shari noon, after the midday, because before the midday, that it's not time for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So when the azan for the midday is to be started, that's the time when the Friday prayer has to be performed. But of course, it can be delayed until, let's say, to 30 minutes, 40 minutes. But if, of course, it is excessively delayed, then it will be necessary to perform the Zuhr prayer, because delaying the Friday prayer too much will render the Friday prayer as not invalid, but it will not count as a replacement, as a mm-hmm. substitute for Zuhr. So the Zuhr prayer must be offered.
You know, with the other prayers, Sheikh, we have some, qaza prayers.
Yes.
Like when they are missed, then a duty-bound actually is supposed to offer the qaza form of it, right?
Yes.
As a way of compensation. But do we have the same concept pertaining to Friday prayers as well?
No.
Like, for example, when a Friday prayer is not performed somewhere in a region?
No, you cannot. You cannot.
Then there is no missed Friday prayer at all?
Yeah, of course, there's no. It doesn't make sense, because Friday prayer has to be offered on Friday.
Mm.
And it should be offered by the Friday prayer leader. There should be some people.
Yes.
It should always be offered on time. If the time lapses passes,
yeah.
Of course, there's no such requirement to give any qadha. And instead, you have to perform the qadha of the noon prayer.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad Hosseini's program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We have been talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers. According to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei, Sheikh Javed, a follower has not been present during any of the two sermons and joined the prayer when the imam has started, will his prayer be valid and discharge him of his obligation?
Missing both sermons does not invalidate the prayer. As long as the muqallid, the follower, joins the imam even one moment before the ruku of the second rak'ah, the prayer is valid and the obligation is fulfilled, and there will be no need to repeat the dhuhr or to offer the dhuhr prayer when these conditions are fulfilled. Now, when someone is present in the gathering of the people who attend the Friday prayers, and the lecturer, the speaker, the Friday prayer speaker, actually is speaking, it is necessary for all people to listen to the imam, to benefit from his lecture, from his knowledge, from his thoughts when he analyzes certain maybe critical topics. It's necessary for the Muslim Ummah to pay heed and attention to what he emphasizes, what he advises the Muslim Ummah, and what he is trying to communicate to the Muslim Ummah.
Somebody asked, in our city, Friday prayer is held 1.5 hours after the noon adhan, or the call to prayer. Does this prayer discharge us of our obligation to perform the noon prayer, or is it necessary to perform the noon prayer too?
Well, according to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, he is of the view that although the prayer is still valid, even in the said scenario, the prayer is valid if the other conditions are met. Delaying it beyond the beginning of the Shari'i noon time is against obligatory precaution. Ayatollah Khamenei is of the view that it should not be delayed, and if delaying it is very excessive, it's against ihtiyati wajib, against obligatory precaution. And Friday prayer should ideally start near the beginning of the Zuhr time, not far after it. This is the opinion of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Respected dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are speaking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers. According to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javed, it is not possible for all individuals to attend Friday prayers.
Yes.
At all times. May one perform the noon and afternoon prayers at times beginning Or is it actually obligatory for them to wait until the end of the Friday prayer and then perform their prayers?
Well, of course, there are a lot of people suffering from illnesses, people are traveling, people are handicapped, and these people are not supposed to attend Friday prayer because it will lead to a lot of problems and difficulties and hardship for them. But of course, if a person cannot attend the Friday prayer due to the reasons I mentioned, like illness, travel, or any other valid reason, he does not need to wait for the prayer to finish. He can and he may offer the Zohar and Asr at the beginning of their time, just as soon as the person who calls to prayer starts reciting the Adhan. Then they can, of course, they can recite, they can perform their own individual prayer, their own individual prayer. Of course, for some other people who can attend the Friday prayer, but they cannot, or maybe they do not.
Mm-hmm.
The scholars have said that it is okay and it's better that they wait until the Friday prayer is finished. And then they can offer the Jama'at prayer or the congregational prayer in their own houses or in their own neighborhood, for example. So this is just with regards to the Friday prayer.
I see. Well, if the appointed imam of the Friday prayers is well and alive and present on the site,
right,
may he order or appoint a temporary Friday prayer imam to lead it? Is it correct? Is it permissible to pray behind the latter?
Well, yes, of course. Even if the officially appointed imam is physically present, he may assign a deputy or a substitute to lead the Friday prayers. So such a thing should not be a cause of concern.
Mm.
Because what is important is that the Friday prayer or the prayer leader, generally speaking, must have certain qualities such as being sane, being Shia Ashari, being adult, and being legitimate by birth, and so on and so forth, and also being just.
Mm-hmm.
And justice is one of the most important attributes mentioned by all scholars.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it is quite within someone's right. It's within someone's right, in the right of the imam especially, to designate, to deputize, or to assign someone else in his stead, because he might not be in the mood, he might not be healthy, he might be sick, he might have some preoccupation which does not allow him to come to attend to a Friday prayer. Or even if he is already present, he can still choose to tell someone else to offer the Friday prayers and lead the Friday prayers in his state. So it is valid, it is permissible for the congregation, and even the appointed imam himself may pray behind the deputy. There is no problem whatsoever.
Thank you very much, Javed. And it's a pleasure to have you in the studio answering my jurisprudential questions. And for one thing, actually, we try to deal with some of these questions related to Friday prayers based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. And thank you, my dear listeners, for joining your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and our guest speaker, Sheikh Javed, and the rest of the group, we wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو رحيم قدير محيط